This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's meet our guest of honor.
All right, and this week it's actor Gillian Jacobs. For 6 seasons, she played the wannabe activist Britta Perry in the cult hit comedy show Community. She also did a star turn on season 4 of HBO's Girls, playing Mimi Rose, the foil to Lena Dunham's character.
Gillian now stars in Love, a show about dating and relationships in modern Los Angeles. She plays Mickey, a program director at a satellite radio station who struggles with alcohol, romance, and just being a good person. When I met Gillian, I started by asking one of our 2 standard questions. What question are you tired of being asked?
Probably like, you don't drink in real life. What's it like to play someone who's, you know, an addict? How do you pretend to be drunk if you've never been drunk before?
What does it say about the state of our world that that is the thing that jumps out of your bio?
It's extraordinary.
That you're not a booze bag, and yet you play someone who struggles with addiction issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think it is kind of unusual that I've never drank. I understand people's fascination by that. That does distinguish me. But yeah, I mean, there are plenty of things that people pretend to do as actors. That's part of the job. So
yeah, but some level where you think it is a little bit of a cosmic joke that you are playing someone with so many layers of addiction issues and meeting with such success?
And since I graduated from college, it's been pretty consistent for me that I've played characters like this. So yeah, at first I thought it was like kind of a fun anomaly, and then I realized like, oh, this is a pattern for me. I have to like seek out other types of parts.
So your breakout show was Community.
Yes.
But you've said that at Community you unlearned what you learned at Juilliard.
Uh-huh.
What did you unlearn?
Well, I feel like it tapped into my silliness, which I don't feel was really valued when I was in college. That wasn't like a quality that was high on their list of importance. So I also think that I got out of my own way enough to just follow any weird impulse I had, which was sort of the beauty of that show and that cast, was that everybody was really supportive of each other and encouraging of each other. And so you'd see people as the show went on really take big risks and do strange things. And, you know, you can feel kind of self-conscious on set if the other people that you're working with aren't kind about it. But that was a show where you'd finish a take and everybody would be like, oh my God, that was awesome. And so I feel like I got silly again, and it helped me get out of my own head.
Oh, great. So much for bagels.
So much for what?
The bagels. You dropped them on the floor.
They're called bagels.
I lived in New York, Troy. I know what a bagel is.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
You say bagel wrong.
I say it the same as you.
Say it again.
Bagel.
So I read that you're a public radio fan.
Love public radio.
You listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yes.
I just want to do a mid-interview check-in. How are things going right now?
It's great. I listened to this show, so I'm excited that I'm finally on it. Yeah.
I just wanted to check in. Okay, so we're doing good.
This is a great public – any public radio interview is a great public radio interview as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment, and I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm going to transition to our discussion of Love.
Wonderful.
Okay. You're starring in the second season of Love, where you play Mickey, a recovering drug and sex addict who's a bit of a mess but trying to fix herself. She's someone who's constantly making mistakes and puts herself first, which aren't the most sympathetic qualities. And yet, other characters in the show really like her. The audience really likes her. What is that? Can you talk to me about that? As someone who's had to spend time unpacking this character.
It's my innate charisma coming through.
It could be. It could be.
No, I think that she's very increasingly open about her issues on the show, which I think endears her to people. I do think that for as selfish as she can be, she also loves the people around her and wants them to like her. But she gets in her own way time and again. And maybe that's just a relatable characteristic because a lot of people can be their own worst enemies.
Damn it, Birdie, the cat's gone. I told you you gotta close the doors.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I must have forgotten. I'm sorry. I can go look for him.
We're not already eaten by a coyote.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Oh. Might have been my fault. I left the door open in my room.
That's it?
What?
You're not gonna say sorry? Sorry, I accused you of losing your pet. That was probably quite hurtful of me.
Can you just please not stand up for yourself today? I'm just feeling a little bit overwhelmed right now.
All right, couple more questions. I should get you just to read one of these, but I'm not.
Can I?
Yeah. Let me see if you can read this one. Yeah, you can. This one right here, right there. Most people.
Okay. Most people know you've been act.
Slow,
most,
please.
Okay. Yeah, most people. Radio. Okay, fine. Most people know you as an actor, but in 2015, you also directed a great short doc called The Queen of Code. It's about Grace Hopper, a Navy Rear Admiral, who was also one of the pioneers of modern computing. I also read that you're interested in doing a biopic about Jean Seberg. What about her life intrigues you?
I would have made that, I would have, you know, synthesized that and made it sound more colloquial. Not, I'm not critiquing you, but just so you know, I wasn't going to ask such a dorky question. But the substance of it is still there. Is that true?
It's the same question. You think you're going to dress it up with your delivery?
What is it true, though? What is your interest in Jean Seberg?
I think she lived a fascinating life. She was found in, like, a contest for St. Joan. She played Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc, yeah.
I think it was, like, maybe a worldwide contest that she won. And then, you know, had this great career in the French New Wave with Breathless.
Mm-hmm.
But also had a lot of tragedy in her life. Had a child who died. And she herself died young. And I think I read, although I don't know if this is true or not, she attempted suicide several times on the anniversary of her child's death. So she's, you know, both this, like, kind of iconic beauty fashion icon, yeah, but also someone who had a lot of difficult times. And so she just sort of fascinated me.
This
I would love that. Oh, maybe also I've always wanted that haircut, but that I've never been able
you
to go through with it.
You can't do that.
No, as an actor, you can't. If you have a recurring.
Is it contractual?
I think they'd be pretty upset with me if I showed up one day having cut all of
my
hair.
But it's weird because a lot of people just think about the glamorous side of your career.
Mm-hmm.
But there are restrictions on a lot of stuff.
I can't cut my hair however I want.
You can't cut your hair however you want.
It's so hard.
All right. We're almost done this interview.
There were so many more questions on that
sheet.
Well,
those are alt questions.
Oh.
I don't want to keep you here the whole day. Because
No,
but I know that you're pressed for time.
Yes,
you have to go do some amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, let's just ask our second question that we ask everyone on our show, which is tell us something we don't know, and this can be an interesting fact about you or an interesting piece of trivia about the world.
Okay. I think there's a great museum in my hometown of Pittsburgh that not enough people know about called the Mattress Factory.
Is that a real museum or
yes,
is that
it
a
is.
Store that you treat like a museum because you're weird?
No.
What is it?
It is an installation art museum and they give artists residencies to live and work there. And then they also have great artists' work like James Turrell. And so I feel like it's sort of a underrated gem of a museum.
Why is it
Pittsburgh.
Called the mattress?
It's in an old mattress factory. You could have figured that out.
But maybe there's something more interesting.
No.
Gillian Jacobs, the second season of Love, launches on Netflix this weekend.
And Brendan, I'm from Pittsburgh, as I never tire of telling you.
I knew this was coming.
You did. And I will back Gillian up. The Mattress Factory is a really special place. It's
a real place. She's not making that up.
No, it's full of large-scale installation art, yes.
It could explain the Beyond and Bed Bath & Beyond.
How's that?
You know, maybe they're going to put in a permanent art installation someday.
The Beyond is art? That's what it stands
for? You get a 20% off entry fee all the time.
20% off a Warhol.